Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. And our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Oh, good, fantastic. Good. Go ahead and introduce yourself for us.
Hi, my name is Ling Lei. I'm the founder and CEO of Bonbutan. We are a technology platform company for preventative diabetic healthcare. So thanks for inviting me to the live stream.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'd love to be here.
Glad to have you here. Somehow 2018 for us, kind of across the board, has been, we've had a number of diabetes related products on. We talked to a company at CES who had built a product to help manage it once you have it.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got something to try and help not get that far, right?
True. But then, yeah, let me explain a little bit because, yeah, early on, it's just like one sentence, right? So what we actually try to do is that we are helping late-stage diabetic patients monitoring their foot health condition. We want to predict the foot ulcer before they develop. And therefore, we can prevent the foot amputation from happening.
Got it.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. So you're also in the, you've got diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to help you stay as healthy with it as possible.
Yes.
In this case, with the feet.
Right.
Which is exactly obviously right. A huge problem.
Mm-hmm. You know how big the problem is?
How big?
Actually, there are 30 million people with diabetes in the U.S., just in the U.S., and then the foot amputation problem is $15 billion. That's the cost for the whole healthcare system.
With a B?
$15 billion with a B.
$15
billion. Wow. That's
a capital B.
Wow. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
And okay. That's actually a huge problem.
200 people every day losing a limb due to diabetic problem. 200 people every
day. Holy cow.
Yes.
That's one. Oh. One every 7 minutes. Jeez. Yeah.
Yes.
Your brain is weird.
Wow.
It's 1440 minutes in a day.
Yeah, he got it.
Yeah, no, I'm impressed.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And so I see a shoe with the circuit board.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
So how does this factor into what we're doing?
So actually we are developing the connected insole. As you can see here, that this is the very early on prototype.
Sure.
Sensor, and this is like a PCB board that talks to the phone, and then from the phone, we have everything on the cloud. We're developing the whole system, including the actual prototype, the actual hardware, and also the software that work with that diabetic patient, that send a notification to the caregiver, and also at the same time, we are sending the data to the doctor as well. So we want to build the whole system, and also at the same time we work with insurance company. So out of pocket, we want to minimize the cost for diabetic patient.
Okay.
For this particular problem.
So how does this work?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me explain that to you. As you can see here, that we have several sensor.
Yeah.
And temperature sensor, pressure sensor. We continuously monitor as long as the patient wear it. We continuously monitor those three data points, pressure, temperature, and also step counting.
Okay.
And by doing that, we apply some algorithm on top of that, and then we can tell if the patient developed some kind of foot ulcer. It has been scientifically proven up to the point, and then we want to see how to implement further into the marketplace.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll have all of the necessary data and information you need to see if something is going to develop?
Mm-hmm. Another thing I should tell you. This is very specialized. If you look at the black thing over here, it's actually the sensing element made out of graphene.
Uh-huh.
So graphene is a very thin nanomaterial that I was working on during my PhD. I spent 6 years working on that during my PhD, and then at the end, I have seven issue patent in the U.S. And then I was thinking, what can we do with that? It could be fun, or it could be a dissertation on the wall, which I don't want. So I found a company few years ago, and then it has been a wide experience for me, commercializing the technology, helping people in the medical field. Right. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow. No, you go.
So basically, all the data gathering devices are here in the Seoul.
Correct.
And you can just put this in any shoe?
Yes. So imagine that is the swappable shoe. I mean, swappable insole.
Yeah.
Think about like a smart Dr. Scholl.
Right.
You can put it into any kind of shoe. So.
And it just like it monitors all of that data, sends it to my phone every time I wear the shoes and go out.
Yes, of course. And then actually, we are working out the business model in a way that you don't need to swap the sole. You can have like multiple. Smart insole at the same time. You can wear the sneaker today, you can wear the dress shoe, but then still all of those sole linked to the
They're
same account.
They're all linked to the same account, yes, on my course. Same phone. And
yeah.
So you're not having to constantly take it out and move it from shoe to shoe
that
and all
correct.
Of that. That, mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that getting real old real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So where are we in the project right now as far mm-hmm. as the company is concerned? Because I see you've got a beta band.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So
we are in beta.
obviously you're past the super early stage that is the alpha. Mm-hmm. So where are you in the process?
So I would say that we are pre-market right now because we are in the heavily regulated medical area. So we need to apply for the FDA clearance. We need to work with the reimbursement agency in order to see how the insurance go into players. So with those two out of the way, then we will be able to offer the product to the market. I would say that right now we are having, we have several pilots with diabetic patients already.
Okay.
It has been super tremendously helpful working with them. Patients and also podiatrists and endocrinologists, they love the solution. And we are planning for the next 100 patients clinical evaluation. We want to see how the patient's outcome coming out of that, and we can use that data for the FDA and reimbursement.
Okay, I have two questions.
Sure.
Question one. So it's gathering all the data and it's sending it to my phone. Does it also send it to like my primary care physicians? Does he get the information, or is there something I'm going to have to take to him?
So yes, that's a good question. Basically, you don't need to do anything. And then basically, we dump down all of the data, so you don't even hear about what we are doing in the back end. You will receive a notification if something happened with you.
Okay.
But then at the same time, for the primary physician, they will be they will have the full access onto the data on the cloud. They can see everything, historic, everything. So, you in good hand.
Awesome. Question two.
So basically, just as a follow-up, so mm-hmm. just so I understand, basically all you have to do is just wear the shoe and carry your phone, and you're good to go.
Yeah, and then it's really depending on you. If you can interact with the phone as little as open it up like one time a day, or as many as you want.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Question number two.
What is the price point on something like this?
Sure. So as I said earlier on, I want to minimize the out of pocket for diabetic patient.
Right.
We are trying to work with insurance company at the moment, and then we are going to go. We're going to follow up with Medicare and Medicaid, who provide $300 subsidy for three pair insert for diabetic patient. So if we can get that, then our pocket for you is free. That's the goal, right?
That's the goal. I have no mm-hmm. I have no more questions. I mean, not even my regular question.
I like that this is in the preventative space.
Correct.
It's proactive, not reactive. Mm-hmm. We've had a couple of med tech companies on today that are all in that proactive space.
That's the future.
Which is great, because the more proactive you can be, the less expensive healthcare becomes, because the reactive is always it's last minute, which means it's more expensive.
That's true.
It's always
might be too late.
Weird things that that have to, like an amputation. Mm-hmm. That's a weird thing. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That's like a seemingly strange response to a thing. But it's necessary, and all of that makes it more expensive. So being proactive, plus there's pain involved. There's all the discomfort involved mm-hmm. with developing these things.
Yeah.
And something seemingly, at least physically, so simple
yep.
can help prevent all of that.
Yep. Yep. The earlier we can catch it, the better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
I like it.
Yeah. That's fantastic. If somebody is interested in finding out more about what you're doing and following your journey, how can they do that?
Sure. You can go onto the website, bonbouton, bonbouton.com. And then you can find all about the insole that we are developing. And then at the same time, we are looking for pilot partners, and also we're looking for patient. Come and talk to us. Thank you so much.
Oh, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for coming on here and talking about this. This is a brilliant idea, and I really, really liked it.
Yeah,
thank
for
you
sure.
Very much.
Thanks for having me.
Hopefully you'll have a successful collision.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you.